Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. With last week's primaries in the rearview mirror, Republican Charlie Baker and Democrat Martha Coakley are now off and running on the short sprint to the general election in November.
A wave of money from outside groups is ready to flood the state and attempt to define each of the candidates to voters. But before the spin really cranks up, we're going to talk to each of them directly.
And last week we spoke to Charlie Baker. And today, Attorney General and Democratic Party nominee for governor joins us, Martha Coakley. Welcome back to Radio Boston. Austin, good to have you.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Listen, in today's Globe, Adrian Walker wrote a piece suggesting that the traditional Democratic base in Massachusetts that should be prepared to support you in a big way is showing fissures. He said that women didn't come out as overwhelmingly for you as they might have on primary night. Is he right? Do you have work to do to ensure that coalition gets on board with you?
Well, look, we all have work to do. I'm the first one to acknowledge that, but I think Adrian Walker's does wrong. We have done well and continue to work throughout our urban areas and our gateway cities. We had a huge showing of women and great results with the Democratic ticket. I think that the issues that we are very strong on around earned sick time and making sure that women have access to health care and birth control, making sure that we have early education, those are family issues, they're women's issues, but they're also good issues for the economy. Hmm. And those are issues that are resonating with voters.
Here, let's listen to Republican Charlie Baker on election night, framing this contest for voters as a choice between single-party rule and something else. Here's what he said.
The voters are going to have a clear choice this November, a choice between charting a new direction or more of the same. We want to bring a new, independent brand of bipartisan leadership that will bring balance to state government, an opportunity to all of our citizens.
So, Madam Attorney General, a new course or more of the same? Respond to that line of attack, which I guess we're going to be hearing a lot of over the next couple of months.
Well, I'm sure we will, but that's also inaccurate. I think people feel Massachusetts is pulling out of the worst recession we've had in a long time. We are going in a good direction because of our investment in, and the governor's investment with the Democratic legislature, in education, in infrastructure, in the kinds of innovation technology and some of our more traditional ones that are actually making us possibly more prosperous and fair, which I want to continue. Remember, Governor Patrick and I came in 8 years ago and faced the worst recession with Wall Street crashing, the economy, taking our homes. We're still struggling to come out of that. But we've done an enormous amount of work with Governor Patrick's leadership, with the Democratic leadership, in moving forward. And I think people understand that. This is about a government that has to be transparent. I understand that. I'm proud of the work we've done in the Attorney General's office, keeping people in their homes, working with businesses to cut through regulations, making sure that as we did challenge the Defense of Marriage Act, this is a governor and a party that has really set Massachusetts on a path where we can turn this economy around on our terms with the regional economic plan I've rolled out to make sure that every city and town, not just Boston, Cambridge, and everybody in this state, not just people at the top that Charlie Baker speaks for, are going to have a chance to invest in their educations and in our workplace. And by the way, that's how our economy does well.
Well, let me ask you, though, about some problems. I mean, you know, let's accept that things have been pretty good in terms of the economy over the last few years, but corruption in the state probation department, mismanagement of the health connector, very bumpy rollout of medical marijuana, big problems at DCF, the state's child welfare agency. So it seems like at the core of Charlie Baker's campaign is this idea that he can apply his managerial skills, right, to state government that has suffered from mismanagement on some areas by Democrats, that he can provide a check to Democrats. What's your response to that without saying, hey, the Democrats have done everything just fine, thank you?
You know, I don't say that, and I've been pretty candid about where I think we need to go in areas. I've rolled out a very specific plan about improving how we take care of our kids in the Department of Children and Families, making sure we have a specific division that's responsible for keeping kids safe, not just keeping families together. I've worked with that system for a long time. I know that we can do better there. I've been very openly critical about the rollout of the medical marijuana licenses. And don't forget, you know, my background is both a district attorney and as a Attorney General in oversight and looking at making sure we're fiscally responsible for every dollar I've gotten. We bring 10 back to the Commonwealth. We've gone after convenience stores that have been involved in EBT fraud. I'm going to stand on my record, not just of management, small m, but of really looking at how we can invest in our people, our kids, our education, our businesses, and bring good value to taxpayers for that. And I'm looking forward to going toe-to-toe with Charlie Baker on those issues. Mm.
I'd love to ask you a question about taxes. You've called for some big spending on things like infrastructure funding across the state. You've called for $100 million in grants, $400 million in infrastructure funding. You advocate an extended school day beginning in mid-sized cities such as Fitchburg and Brockton, a guaranteed pre-kindergarten statewide. These are all popular ideas, but they will cost money. And your opponent cites studies suggesting that they're going to require tax increases. You say not necessarily true. But how do you pay for what could be billions of dollars in new spending without raising taxes?
The numbers that Charlie throws out are not supported by what we have proposed. We've talked about $500 million over 10 years that we can do on our capital budget now, on our operating budget, that will be a good investment in the regional economy. We're talking about 17,000 kids who are on a waiting list, many in our gateway cities, who need vouchers just to get early education. That is an investment that I know we have to make, and I believe everybody thinks in Massachusetts that we should do that. In looking at how we move towards, as we have already, looking at charter schools, pilot schools, innovation schools, the investment that will get our kids the education they need, that's an investment that I think taxpayers want to make. And by the way, you know, I have said the last resort is looking at raising taxes, and Charlie Baker is in the same position. He hasn't taken a no-new-taxes pledge. I have great ideas, and I think Democrats have great ideas about the appropriate investments we need to make. I know we have to make the case how we'll pay for them. I'm prepared to do that with our business community, who knows that we have crumbling roads and bridges that we haven't been able to invest in, particularly because of the Wall Street that crashed our economy. So we have a lot of work to do. I'm looking forward to it. We can be prosperous and fair here in Massachusetts.
But don't you think, I mean, isn't it reasonable to suggest that some of the investments you're talking about are going to require higher taxes?
We are looking at an economy that's improving now. So whoever comes in, and I hope it's Governor Coakley, will look at what do our incoming revenues look like? What are we committed to spending? Where can we find efficiencies in government? And I'm prepared to do that as well as Charlie Baker says he can do that. I'm proud of my record doing that as Attorney General. And we will look at then what our priorities are and how we have to invest in them. And then if we look at where we need to go, sure, I'm prepared to talk to the voters and talk to businesses about what kind of investments we need to make here in Massachusetts and how we do that. And I believe that if we do move forward, it has to be in a way that is for people who can afford to pay that, not for the middle class and not for people at the bottom.
Hmm. I want to ask you about some of your previous Democratic opponents. In last week's primary, you finished 6 points ahead of State Treasurer Steve Grossman. Polls suggest a good number of Grossman supporters, some anyway, could end up supporting Charlie Baker. What's your pitch to keep them supporting you, the Democrat?
You know, I think that both Steve Grossman and Don Berwick and I, we're much closer together on our vision for Massachusetts and the way we accomplish it than any of us are to Charlie Baker. I've had already the support of Steve Grossman and Don Berwick, and I believe that their supporters will be with us. Don't forget, each one of us individually got more votes in the primary than turned out for Charlie Baker, and we will be united as a party on the values we care about for equality, opportunity, giving everybody a fair shot. They've pledged their support. I've already done several events with them and their supporters, so we're going to continue to work every day. Look, we know that we have a lot of people who are just starting to pay attention to this race, but I am convinced that by knocking on doors, by talking about issues that are important to people in Massachusetts, even if they didn't vote in the primary, we're going to be successful in November.
Well, let me ask you, you mentioned Don Berwick. His central issue, of course, in his campaign was calling for a single-payer system in Massachusetts. What do you think? Is that something that a Governor Martha Coakley would take on down the road?
What Don and I agree is that healthcare costs are too high, that we need to keep our quality up and our access up. Of course, as the last 8 years as Attorney General, we've been the agency that's looked at that, has given those reports to people about how certain players have greater contracting clout, and we have done work already in doing more community health, keeping costs down, looking at the value of what you get in medicine. We still have more work to do on that. And I've said over the past year, we've had lots of different fora. By the way, with many independents and Mark Fisher, that Charlie Baker didn't participate in, talking about how we need to keep healthcare costs down. We started that in Massachusetts, and I have said I don't take any of that off the table. I just don't believe we're ready to do that yet on single payer.
I know you're probably tired of hearing this question, questions about 2010, when you lost to Scott Brown. But let me ask you this. What's different this time around? 4 years later, you're in the final stretch of this campaign. What are you doing differently that you didn't do 4 years ago?
Well, I think right after that campaign, don't forget, I got right back up. I ran for office. I got elected as Attorney General. I've been working every single day talking to people across this Commonwealth, both as we have kept them in their homes. We brought them back money from insurance companies, from big utilities. We've been standing up for people who don't have a voice. And, you know, when I decided to get in this race for governor, that's why I did it, because I think those people see the opportunities for them if they have leadership, if they have a Massachusetts governor who will care about them and care about their investment. And I have knocked on more doors. I have shaken more hands, continue to do it in this race. And there's a big difference. I see that. We had a short race. We had a competitive race around health care and many other issues. But I certainly learned my lessons, and I have been and will work every day until the polls close in November. I think there's too much at stake here, and I'm committed with a terrific Democratic ticket with Steve Kerrigan and Maura Healey as Attorney General, Deb Goldberg as Treasurer, and two incumbents. We're going to make a great team moving forward to make Massachusetts prosperous and fair.
All right. Well, that's Massachusetts Attorney General and the Democratic Party nominee for governor, Martha Coakley. Martha Coakley, many thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Well, stay with us, because when we come back, we'll take a look at why vocational technical schools aren't bridging the skills gap between students who want good-paying jobs and the Massachusetts manufacturers who are desperate to fill them. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.